ZLK and Gerald TR.
Pump, 10-4 ZLK.
What a relief. I haven't had much luck on HF. Nice to hear you tonight, Shane. Bernice is watching a thing about weather and old private investigators and that, and investigating the death of an Air Force guy that just disappeared mysteriously, and he seemed like a real squared away gentleman. But I'd much rather talk to you. I heard a couple of Russians here just now, but really there isn't a whole lot else on unless you're doing FT-8 or something like that. But I already worked this R3 PJ in on the 4th of the month. How's your night going?
What I got from that was I'm second place to HF. But I understand. I'm just easy. My night's going good. Just left Greenville. Well, just left my building. And just about to get on 85 down here at the exit below Lawrence Road, down at the Malden Road exit. I'm going to head on out.
Good. No, you're not second. You're first. I just was sitting here and I don't see anything on there that interests me, and always enjoy visiting with you. I got mixed up today. You was telling me about your HVAC, and then I talked to Dave, and I was telling him we was talking about him. His ears ought to be burning. What is it, KO4SKX, I think it is, or HSK. Yeah, that's what it is, Hotel Sierra X-ray. And I said, Shane said you're a pretty nice guy. But I said, well, that can't be the one we're talking about. He got a kick out of that. He was tired. He'd been to Piedmont working. And I'm sure he'd say hi to you. But he works hard. And Bernice is just sitting over there in the rocking chair with a blanket on her. I got the heating pad on my back, and I just reached over and put a set of Kenwood earphones on and stuffed them in the back of this radio and decided I'd call Shane tonight. Well, that I-85 was a bloody mess this morning, I'll tell you. It was unbelievably blocked up, and I think it gets worse every day.
Especially around the Pelham Road, Greenville area, it gets bad a lot. Fortunately, I go the opposite direction. Occasionally, we'll have some issues down this way. I'm glad I missed it this morning, though. And, yeah, Dave's a good guy. He's a good sport. He takes it really well, and he gives it right back. And it's KB2HXS. I always tease him about talking so fast with that Yankee accent. It's hard to understand.
This is N0TR. Yeah, he told me that somebody raked him over the coals on that, and he did for a long time. But he's been real judicious about it lately. And I love talking to him. He's great to talk to. And I called Chris earlier, but he evidently didn't have his radio on yet. And I checked in the net with Matt tonight. And Matt's fast, and whenever Matt has it, it's Quebec through Tango to start out with. Well, I noticed down there where 14 goes over 85, from the standpoint of the cameras looking down, the DOT cameras, it looks like that section in the center that they've been working on so long in that bridge, that they got quite a bit of the concrete laid where all those trucks have been out there in the center of it. Do you know whether or not it's getting towards completion there? I don't know what the benefit's going to be. I can't tell from that view what they're doing there. But the people trying to merge there of a morning, I feel sorry for them. They're right there by the Quick Trip.
You know, I go by there every night. I go up to Spartanburg and I come back down. I just came back down by it. The traffic's usually in pretty good shape in the evening time. And I'm trying to remember. I don't really. At 14, I feel like it's still opened up. I mean, the exit you have to take in order to get off on 14 when you're going southbound. Get off on Highway 14, you got to take an exit pretty far back, and there's a concrete divider between the exit and the interstate right there between, you know, where the airport comes out. But I don't really remember paying attention to any vehicles being in the center. Not until you get down to Pelham, between Pelham and Woodruff, right there, well, right past Pelham as you're going south. So I really couldn't tell you.
Well, it's a little bit beyond that if you're going south, just beyond where you would get on at there from, like if you was at the Quick Trip and was getting on to I-85 there at the Sphinx, going south. That's where it looks to me like they're about ready. They've had, every morning when I've seen it, that's what I usually get up and do about 7, stuff. And the area there in the centers had many, many vehicles for a long time, right there in front of WYFF4 and Old Chop House 47, along in that area. And it looks like they may come in. I think the concrete's about 8 inches thick, and I thought I could see where it was up to, and it looked like it was about 75% completed there. And I'm pretty sure they've completed that bridge there. I come down through there one day, and it had been raining, and boy, you talk about water over the road and hydroplaning, and it was dangerous. And then some people in front of me slammed on the brakes, and I had to take the siding, but I didn't run into anybody. Two or three of us pulled off, matter of fact. Scared the dickens out of me. But I just wondered what the benefit was going to be there, and I don't know exactly what they were doing, and I didn't know if you did or not, but apparently not.
KA4PQA.
I recognize your voice. You check in every night. If I can't remember your name, this is Tom in 0TR and Shane in 4ZOK.
Affirmative. Affirmative. Tom, I realize that the net's over with, but do you by chance remember who called the net this evening?
It was Matt W4. Oh, Dad, burn it. I can. You know Matt on there. Bernie, you remember his call? Oh, I can't think of his call right now, and I didn't even write it down. I just recited it right as I checked in. WG4MC, that's what it is. Go ahead.
Affirmative. Is affirmative. Do you get on my mind if I see if I you get on my, Tom? Do you another party mind if I attempt to call Matt? If I attempt to call Matt real quick and see if he's still on frequency.
You hit, sir. No problem. Give me your name again.
Tom, this is Stephen, KA4PQA. I'm down here in Greenwood.
Call, Stephen.
WM4GC. Matt, this is Stephen, KA4PQA in Greenwood. Are you still on frequency? Matt, are you still W4NGC, Matt, are you still on frequency? KA4PQA attempted to contact.
Steven, and it's Whiskey Golf for Mike Charlie, WG4MC. Go ahead.
Affirmative, Tom, I appreciate the correction. WG4MC, this is KA4PQA. Are you still on frequency, Matt? I am getting no reply, Tom, so apparently he's on a clear frequency. I appreciate the breaking y'all's conversation, Tom, to allow at least attempted contact. I will let you get back with the party that you were talking with, and again, I appreciate you allowing a break. And with that, Tom, I'm going to wish you and the other party 7-3, and we will talk with you later on. This is KA4PQA.
Mind, Stephen, anytime you want to break in, that's what the repeater is all about. And the difference between us and CBs. Nice to meet you, Stephen, and take care and good night. KA4PQA and 0TR and over to N4ZLK.
4ZLK. Yeah, 73 Steven. Nice to hear you tonight. I hear you all the time. I don't think we've officially spoken, but hope you have a good evening. And then break in any time. Tom, never did get my range installed today. I had the guy look at it and give me an estimate yesterday. And when I called him this morning to tell him I, you know, wanted him to do the job, it was, we're trying to figure out a day, and he said, you know, I could come right now if you're available. And I said, sure. Well, then he called me back and said he could not find a converter for the LP or the regulator for the LP. He did not have one, and none of his suppliers had one in stock. He had to order it. He just assumed he could go by and get one. So it put me off. I had the oven out of the kitchen, out in the garage and everything, my old one. I cleaned up behind it, and I had to take it back in the house and put it back together.
Thanks, Shane. I hate to, well, I'm not able to pull ours out anymore, but I was wanting to the other day, and I just can't. I can't. It's just too heavy. And with as much as Bernice bakes, I'm sure it's a nightmare. And she gets on me because I got one of these little hand Black & Decker vacuum cleaners. And I go around every morning and sweep up every tiny little crumb. It's just the Navy in me, I guess. I like things squared away. But I can't vouch for what's under there. There might be dinosaurs or Gila monsters. I don't know. But at any rate, I'm very thankful for what she does. We had frog legs tonight, baked beans, a green bean casserole. What else we have, Mom? Oh, candied sweet potatoes, big glass of milk. It was just delicious. I love them frog legs.
Did you get those frog legs from Costco?
I've seen them there. I didn't know they handled them, Shane. We get them at Ingles. The part that really stinks is you'd never guess where they come from.
There, I knew you'd been to Costco, and I've never seen frog legs at Costco. I seriously doubt they carry them, but I haven't specifically looked for them, so you never know. But I finished up a meal that Beth made. She watched the lady of the show. All they do is basically just cook. It's over in Azerbaijan, or however you say that, over near Russia. And I'm not sure what channel it was on. We were up in Pennsylvania, and it was just basically they were cooking outside and making all these neat dishes. There wasn't any talking going on, but it was beautiful scenery and really good food they came up with. But this lady took a big cabbage. I mean, this thing was bigger than I've ever seen over here. Sliced it up and made a layer, almost like a cake layer out of it, but big, thick layers of cabbage and then ground beef and tomatoes and peppers all mixed together, spread on top of that with sour cream on each layer, and then baked in the oven. And she did, Beth did a very similar version of it, just not layered up like that. And I tell you what, that was really good. The way that ground beef cooked down over the cabbage, it was really good. They used chopped steak, some kind of real steak where they took it and cut it up themselves. My wife just used ground beef, so I can imagine it would have been better with a ribeye or a sirloin chopped up on top of it.
Oh, you bet. I love it when Bernice makes the stuffed peppers, and it's got cheese on it and that. And we get the colored peppers at Aldi's, and they're huge, Shane. And oh, how delicious those things are. She loves to make different dishes, and I'm kind of an old meat and potatoes guy. We really don't eat a tremendous amount of beef or anything. But Tim, my neighbor, yesterday was his birthday, and his mama used to make him coconut cream pie. So every year, Bernice makes him a coconut cream pie, or he does something for us. She makes him a coconut cream pie. And then she made, what you call that cake? Cold fudge cake. And then he loves oatmeal cookies, so we already had those. And lately she's been making cashew peanut brittle. We're out of that, aren't we? Oh, I'm going to have to slap her around and get her to make some of that, Shane. that is as far uptown as you can get. That cashew peanut brittle is delicious. I cut the cashews in half. And when she takes that out of the oven, you can't, we both get on it and try to spread it. You can't even hardly spread it fast enough. But boy, it's delicious. But we took him a little bit of everything over there. And boy, he's stingy with it. He hides that pie from his wife. And I said, the next day I said, did you eat any of that pie yesterday? And he says, I ate half of it last night. I said, that's why you're gaining weight.
Lovely. I enjoy food like that. I'm a meat, but, well, I never used to be a potatoes kind of a guy. I got a funny story about that. When I was a kid, we grew a lot of stuff, but and we had a lot of potatoes, and I did not care for potatoes. I didn't like them mashed. I didn't like them baked. I enjoyed rice when we had rice and gravy, but I just never liked potatoes. And I met Beth. We got married, and one day she said, I think I'm going to do baked potatoes for dinner tonight. And I was like, okay. And she said, you don't like baked potatoes? And I said, not really. And she said, with all that sour cream and cheese and bacon on it? And I said, you can do that? My mother never did that. We'd always just have a baked potato with maybe a little butter on it. Boy, I love baked potatoes now.
Let's call them a loaded baked potato. Bernice gets those in the rare occasions that we eat out. But I wanted to say you had a great signal from up there in Pennsylvania the other day. I've always been leery of doing that for security reasons. Years ago, I heard some bad things about it, you know, because there's ears here that listen that you just never know. Well, I got video cameras, alarm systems, and I got Tim. And Tim's like me. If you can't run over 1,000 foot a second, you better leave our places alone, you know. And so I've been leery of it, but I don't say anything when I'm out of town, except to my very close friends, but not on the radio. But that was just my opinion. But what'd you guys go up to? Who'd you go to visit up there, kinfolk?
Where's that, LK? Yeah, Roger, that's my wife's sister. Got to see both of them. She's got two older sisters. One, they originally were from Delaware. One of them still lives in Delaware. The older one retired. Her and her husband retired and moved up to Lancaster, which is about 2 hours, hour and a half from where they lived in Delaware, in the Wilmington area. They always loved it in Lancaster, and they were able to move up there. And so we went and visited them for a little while. And yeah, I understand about that, about not broadcasting when you're out of town, but I don't know. I guess you can't get on the QRZ website unless you have a call, but I guess you could still link them together on the internet somehow. My father-in-law used to worry about that back before there was internet, so and he would have been, I think, 90-something this year if he was still alive. And I do understand. I try not to announce it too much, but, I mean, hey, what are you going to do? You know, everybody knows I work at night, too, so there is that. I've thought about that as well.
Yeah, I work with a lot of guys. I get called in at night. I was on 24-hour call at that large machine shop I worked at for 32 years, and it does concern you. There's no doubt about it. But my wife's well trained in all aspects of that. So, well, that's great. You had a nice trip up there and got to visit with your kinfolk. I've never been up in that region. One of my cousins that I don't keep in contact with is retired 82nd Airborne, a Fulbert Colonel, and he lives in Carlisle, and he used to teach there at high-level colonels and lieutenant colonels, statistics. physics or something in at the Army College. But most of the time, he wanted to be out in the field. He didn't like that assignment, I don't think. But he bought a home there, and he's retired there. And yeah, I'm sure he was at Fort Bragg because he was 82nd Airborne. But he sure loved the Army. But that's the only one I knew up in that area. And our nephew lives in Cambridge, Connecticut, or Sherborne, actually, Massachusetts. And he's got a beautiful home up there. We went up and visited him one time. But I always wanted to go up to Maine, up there at Kennebunkport or something, where President Bush lives, and see that. And in the warmth of the year, of course, that looks like a peaceful area of the country. I just never been up there. I've flown over it, but I've never been to it.
Is that okay? I've never been up the New England area either. I'd like to go someday. What I'd really like to do is cruise up on a motor sailor or something, go up that way in the summertime. But I didn't work the right job for that. But I've heard it is beautiful up there. The Lancaster area or Pennsylvania is just beautiful. Rolling hills, farms, a lot of Amish farms. But it's so busy up there. It's one of the faster growing areas too, people settling in that area. You could be in downtown Lancaster, which is a fairly good sized city. Nothing like Philadelphia or Chicago or anything, but it's still a fairly good sized city. 2 minutes later, you can be out in the countryside and there's Amish farms and you're going around the horse and buggy that are on the road, you know, and I mean, it's just, but just traffic. There's a lot of traffic, even on the country roads, just because there's so many people, but lots of good food, all these dairy creameries, you know, local farms with creameries there. You can get ice cream year round and fresh milk, eggs, all that stuff. Produce is just abundant, and the prices on the meats and dairy, vegetables and stuff up there, when you go in the farmer's market, it's so much cheaper just because there's such an abundance of it up there.
We went to Massachusetts. Mike took me with him, and we went down to a local butcher shop, I guess you'd call it, and he bought live lobsters for us, and it was incredibly cheap compared to what they would be down here. Now, we don't eat lobster, but I know they're expensive. And the area you describe sounds a lot like Verona, Wisconsin, where my son-in-law, his mom has a big farm up there. She's getting up in her 80s now, but we went up there and then went over to Oshkosh to the big air show. But the other eastern place I went, I've been to D.C. three times and always enjoyed the monuments. But they sent me to Syracuse once to work on a 66-inch water valve. And it was a butterfly valve at the bottom of a dam. And I thought, oh my gosh, this will be like New York City. And it was anything but that. There's some beautiful parts of New York. This was out in the country. I mean, it was like eastern Kansas. I really enjoyed it. Except the water valve got stuck open because some electrician come up there at night and mess with it. And I just about couldn't get that thing back to null. And the base of the dam, and it was open. It was drained the reservoir out in a matter of time. And I added some jumpers in there to bypass the torque overloads and got it to shut. But I'll never forget that as long as I live. But it was beautiful country. First thing I did, I had a Ford, those Grand, whatever they are, and I got it stuck right in front of the line shack in the snow. And the guys come out and push me out.
Pretty much the whole state of New York is a lot different from what I've heard than this New York City. It's like two separate places, two distinct places. And Pennsylvania's that way too. You got Pittsburgh is very similar, big city politics, but the rest of Pennsylvania is totally different. beautiful, beautiful country. I don't know if I'd want to live there, but it is beautiful. But anyway, I'm starting to lose you down here below Anderson and going up and down hills. And I'm not sure how well you're copying me, but I enjoy it, Tom. Thanks for giving me a call. You and Bernice have a good evening. And I'll let you go before I lose you completely and won't be able to sign off. N0TR, N4ZLK, 73, Tom.
Oh, pleasure's mine, Shane. I really enjoyed it. And didn't bother Bernice a bit. She's over there, and she said to tell you hi. And, when we flew up to Boston that time, real quick, like, I looked out the window when we landed at LaGuardia by New York City there, and I didn't describe it as such. I'll have to tell you that sometime what I described it as. But it looked like a fire ant mound after you stuck a stick in it. That's how close together everything was. And I thought, oh, I could never live in that. Anyway, a lot of people do. Take care, Shane. Have a safe trip. In 4ZLK in 0TR 73.
I concur with you. N4ZLK.